I'm calling the meeting to order and ask that people take their seats.
Not yet. She may not be finished.
And I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll. I'm convening the meeting, the last meeting of the 2012 KPFA LSB.
Happy New Year to everybody. We're going to zip through in the usual fashion. Starting with Agamir. Agamir is not here. Bernstein.
Yo.
Bernstein is here. Drake.
Here.
Drake is here. Fest. Fest is not here. Futrin. Futrin is here. Gans.
Here.
Gans is here. Goldmacher.
Here.
Goldmacher is here. Conhallinan.
Here.
Conhallinan is here. Matthew Hallinan.
Here.
Matthew Hallinan is here. Johnson. Johnson is not here. Coburn.
Here.
Coburn is here. Kurzweil.
Here.
Kurzweil is here. Knorr.
Here.
Knorr is here. Pritchett.
Here.
Pritchett is here. Privis.
Here.
Privis is here. Rosenberg.
Here.
Rosenberg is here. Russell. Russell is not here.
Tanya's ill and has requested an excused absence.
Sawyer?
Here.
Sawyer is here. Siegel? Siegel is not here. Sterling?
Here.
Sterling is here. Aki Tanaka?
Here.
Aki Tanaka is here. Kate Tanaka? Kate Tanaka is not here. Turner?
Aki?
Turner is here. Wilkinson?
Here.
Wilkinson is here. Withers?
Withers?
I thought he was here.
Rich.
Okay.
Heads up. Are you here?
Withers. Withers is here. Okay.
And please note that Johnson and Fest.
Okay. So Johnson, let's see, Fest is here. And Johnson is here. So that's 21 present and certainly a quorum.
Thank you. Okay, so you all have your agendas before you. We're going to be dealing with the outgoing LSB, the first portion of the agenda. I personally believe that the fifth item, the installation of newly... Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. The chair will entertain a motion to excuse Tanya Russell.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any opposition? Thank you. Now, my personal understanding is that the item number five, the installation of newly elected members, should go on the next agenda, but if I'm wrong, I'm perfectly happy to be corrected. Does anybody want to say anything? Okay, well, I'm going to suggest that we move item number five to the first item on the incoming LSB. The incoming LSB will have public comments. If you are here to make a public comment, you need to put... Did you put out the sign-up sheet? Okay, so Craig's putting a sign-up sheet back there. So if you have, if you want to make public comments, which will happen, I'm sure very shortly, then we will take your public comments then. At this point, the only remaining item on our agenda would be the approval of the minutes from October and December of last year, which have not yet been approved by the outgoing LSB. Does anyone have any other changes to the agenda? Can we say the agenda is adopted without objection?
So moved.
Yes, Tracy.
Are we talking about the outgoing LSB agenda or the entire agenda?
I'm only talking about the outgoing LSB agenda. I don't believe this body has the authority to vote on any other portions of the agenda.
I agree. Thanks.
Okay.
That's what I said, so moved.
Thank you. I don't see any objections to the agenda. All right. I'll ask the secretary. You passed out the minutes already?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so let's do the October minutes. I guess I didn't. I don't know what happened to me. Okay. October 6th. Does anyone have any additions or corrections for the minutes? Thank you. It's been moved. Is there a second? Are there any objections to approving the minutes as presented? Seeing none, I will say so ordered. And then the December meeting agenda, minutes. Okay, Craig.
I just wanted to point out under number 12, which is on page 4 of the December minutes, on the amendment to the KPFA worker motion, I had counted in the previous meeting a 7-7 split on that, but in reviewing the audio file and my notes, in fact, it was 7 yes and 8 no. It still failed, but I just wanted to bring that to members' attention.
Thank you. Okay. Any other changes or corrections to the December 1st minutes? The chair will entertain a motion to accept. A second?
Second.
Thank you. Is there any objection to approving the minutes from December 1st? Seeing no objection, so ordered. Thank you very much. Okay. I think this brings to the end my role in this part of the meeting, except that I want to say that some people who are here today will not be part of the ongoing LSB, and I think it's worth our while to give them all our thanks and appreciation for having served on this body, which we know is not always pleasant. And I'd just like to name them for the record. They are Pamela Drake, Anthony Fest, Sasha Futron, Con Hallinan, Henry Noor, Akio Tanaka, Kate Tanaka, and Andrea Turner. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Oh, when the saints go marching out. Oh, when the saints go marching out.
I forgot Laura Privis. I apologize. I certainly did. I forgot to mark you on my list. I apologize. Okay. I'm not totally clear about what's the incoming. How this should happen, but here's what I want to suggest. I want to suggest that those of you who have been newly elected to the LSB come forward and sit at the table where the LSB sits. And then it seems to me that we need to elect a pro tem chair to handle the rest of the business until we've elected a permanent chair. Oh, I will. Okay. Hold on one second. I want to tell people that we will be electing PMB representatives today. However, they will not be installed until the weekend of February 22nd, when the PMB meets in person. And so our current PMB representatives will continue to serve until that time. Okay, so just so that everybody's clear about that. All right, I'll give people a second to get settled, and then I'll call on Mark. Mark.
Madam Chair, I would ask to... I would ask that the body accept without vote and by acclamation Craig Alderson as pro tem chair.
All right, so Mark has made a motion. Let me back up a second. Let me just name the people who have moved to the front table and are to be seated as members of the LSB. It seems to me that's sort of an appropriate thing to do. So we have Mark Hernandez, Brian Edwards, Tigert, Jose Luis. I'm sorry?
Can they raise their hands?
Sure. Okay. Mark Hernandez, Brian Edwards, Tigert, Jose Luis Fuentes, Joy Moore, Burton White, and Larry Shoup.
And Frank Sterling.
And Carol Travis. She was traveling. I lost her. Frank Sterling has been reelected, and Andre has Andrea Pritchett, and Dan Siegel, who is not here yet. Okay, Tracy.
Yeah, Ramses Tayon Nichols, who's also elected to the board, will be here at about 12 noon. He had a prior commitment from 11 till 12.
That's fine. Okay. All right. So now we go back to Mark's proposal that Mark has made a motion that we select Craig Alderson as the chair pro tem to handle the election of the LSB officers. It was seconded, and I ask if there's any objection to that motion. Tracy.
It's not an objection, but I'll nominate Andrea Pritchett as pro tem chair as well.
So I'd like to ask the two candidates if it's all right with them, if we can do this by a show of hands rather than go through maybe we can't do that. Do we always have to have a secret ballot? I think we always have to have a secret ballot. It's a rule. Okay, thank you. Somebody advise me. Do we have to have a secret ballot or can we do it? Tracy says not for pro tem. I thought the bylaws said that every election. Okay. All right. Okay. So I need someone who would be willing to count the votes for this since Craig is the candidate. Thank you, Mal. All right, so all those in favor of Craig Alderson as chair pro tem, raise your hands, please. Yeah. You're on.
What about Rich?
He can't vote on this, no.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, and those in favor of Andrea Pritchett, raise your hands. And the vote is?
12-7. Craig is the new.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, I'm giddy with power now. Okay, so what I want to do, I'm looking at the agenda, and I don't think it's appropriate to review the agenda yet. I think it would be good to, we have four officers to elect. President, Vice President, Secretary, and Treasurer. Chair and Vice Chair, thank you. And so what I would propose is that we deal with the chair first and get that election under our belt, and then the chair can take over and take and deal with the remaining officer elections. Is that suitable? Everybody happy with that? Okay, and you have a writing hand? Good. Okay, so let's open nominations for chair of the new board. Tracy?
I nominate Andrea Pritchett.
Stand it up.
Okay. Any other nomination? Let me ask Andrea. Acceptable to you? Okay. Andrea accepts the nomination. Jack.
I nominate Burton White.
Okay. Jack nominates Burton White, and Burton, acceptable to you? Okay. He's nodding. Any other nominations? I'll do this twice more. Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Okay. So we've got two folks running. I believe the bylaws call for an STV vote, but on this, because there are only two, it's more conventional. It's a matter of majority vote. So let's see. I do have some brightly colored forms here. Where did that go?
Wow.
Look at that. Astro bright. Yeah. Okay, you want to pass those out? And let's see, is there somebody else?
Want me to pass them out?
Frank, could you? And while Margie is passing out the ballots, now, Rich gets to vote in this, since it's an officer for the board. Is that? But Frank is also passing around some blue contact information forms, so I would like everybody who's on the board now just to write their current contact information, email address, whichever one you're using for the board, and phone number, so we can prepare a roster to share with everybody on the board, and be sure it gets back to me before the end of the meeting, or the secretary, whoever that may be. No, you can rank them. I should get one. Do you want to collect the ballots?
No.
Would you? Okay, Jack, you'll collect the ballots. Fold them. Yes, Janet.
Yes, may I suggest that we have for counting the ballots, maybe for the officers and for the PNB, that we have a couple of people maybe from who
sure.
are objective or whatever, more objective.
Okay. Sure. Is there anybody who is willing to volunteer to count the ballot? We have two winners in the back, Roger and Virginia. Okay. There should be a total of 25 ballots. Yeah, could you hold your hand up back there? Thanks.
Sure, be 25. Isn't Tanya not here?
And Dan.
Oh, okay. Well, it's at a maximum of 25.
Ramses is injured. And
that's correct, yeah. So. So I just want to note that Sharam Agamir has arrived, and Sharam, we're voting. We're voting on the chair for the new board. The nominations are on the board, Andrea Pritchett and Burton White. And there's, Jack, do you have? Oh, we have. The ballots are here, and Jack is collecting them, and we'll have them counted in a moment. Okay. Everybody has cast their ballot once? Okay, and our crack ballot counting team is counting ballots. Sure. So while that's going on, let me just, there are new faces on the board, and I'm not sure everybody knows who everybody else is. So maybe we could just zip around the table and just introduce ourselves, just say our name, whether you're new or continuing. And while they're counting the ballots, we'll This will be our interlude. So, Andrea, do you want to start back there?
Sure. My name is Andrea Pritchett.
And you were reelected. That's
my name is Andrea Pritchett. I've been here for 3 years, and God willing, I'll be here for another three. yes, exactly. Miss something else?
No, that's all. Just name some faces and.
Frank Sterling, reelected again. And I go by the staff member, and I go on the air if you will in Franklin sometimes. Thank you.
I'm Joy Moore. I was on the board originally that created the bylaws that we're suffering under right now. And I apologize.
Tracy Rosenberg, a listener rep on the board since 2007.
Sharon Magamir, a staff rep. This is my sixth year on the board.
I'm Burton White. This is my first day on the board.
I'm Don Goldmacher. I'm a listener rep.
And I'm Rich Withers. I am the Associate Station KFCF representative, and this is my fourth year on the board.
I'm Lawrence Shoup. This is my first day on the board.
I'm Jack Kurzweil. I'm a Scorpio, and my favorite color is red.
Yeah.
He's a continuing.
You're continuing. When were you elected? This is your second year, is that right?
Third.
Okay. One. Okay. Yeah. So this is your third year, going into your third year. My name is Craig Alderson. I was the appointed secretary of the board for the last 2 years, and I was just elected to the board as a listener delegate for my first term of 3 years.
I'm Margie Wilkinson. This is the last year of my first term on the board. And I want to point out that one of the things I've always disliked about these meetings is that we don't have a food break, which I think makes for bad tempers and hostile environment. So I didn't solve that problem completely, but I brought some tangerines and I brought some delicious kale salad, and there's cups to put it in and forks to eat it with. And I urge you all to eat kale salad. It really will make things go better. Okay, thank you. Oh, and then I think we ought to think about, in the future, starting our meetings with a 10-minute silent meditation. Just thinking about it. Okay.
My name is Barbara Whipperman, and I have been volunteering as the treasurer for the last 2 years, elected by the LSB itself. So I'm non-voting member, but I'm with you all the way.
My name is David Gans. I am a LSB member since 2010, so I have one more year on my sentence.
I'm Mark Hernandez from Fresno. I've been on the local advisory board to the local station board since 1999, off and on.
Matthew Hallinan, I'm in my sixth year.
Mal Bernstein, third year.
They got a mic.
Carol Travis, 33 minutes.
Or less.
Brian Edwards Tiekert, I'm a staff elected representative. After a hiatus, I am beginning my seventh year.
Great to have a break, isn't it? My name is Louis Sawyer. I've been on this board since before it was elected, but I'm proud to continue and serve. I do a morning music program, and I'm a graduate of the apprenticeship program, as is my colleague Joy Moore. They're proud to be serving with you.
I'm Janet Cobran, and I was seated on the board about a year ago, replacing Hyun-mi Kim, who resigned, and I have one more year of this term.
Cynthia Johnson, this is my third year.
Listen, we went this my first day.
Okay.
Very good. Well, welcome everybody. Oh, and one more.
Hi everyone, I'm Dan Siegel. This is my fourth year on the LSB. I'm on the PNB and I'm a Pacifica survivor. I want to congratulate all the new people who were just elected and look forward to a productive and hopefully less cantankerous time working together.
Good wish. Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, give yourselves a round. I just want to point out, for the folks who are new, you know, this business of passing the microphone around, it's not just for the sake of amplification. It certainly helps preserve our voices, but these meetings are recorded, and they're posted on a website, kpftx.org, usually within a few days of the meeting. So they're not broadcast live, but they are recorded. And, you know, you're welcome to relive the meetings in all their glory by visiting that website. So that's the purpose of passing around the microphone, and we just have to get used to that. It makes you feel important as well. So, okay, so we have results in from the election for the chair. I want to point out the our election committee, Roger and Virginia, counted a total of 22 ballots. Dan Siegel walked in and submitted his, so there's a total of 23 ballots. And were you going to write these up here or?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I'll just report these. Okay. So a total of 23. Andrea Pritchett received 8 votes. Burton White received 15, and that makes him the new chair of the board. So congratulations. So come on down. Come on up.
Is a hammer from my grandson's hammer set. Anyway, he's given up the hammer, and it now becomes the official hammer of the KPFA LSB and goes from chair to chair. So I'm giving it to Burton.
'Before the meeting also gets rolling, I just want to point out for all the new members, I didn't distribute our flurry of paper to the new members, but if you didn't get it, there are sets back on the back table, so if you've moved up to our big horseshoe table here, be sure to grab a set.
Thank you, fellow members of the board. Most of you will probably know the following, but I thought I would impose upon you to make a couple remarks. I said this was my first day on the board, but it is, in fact, a return and a very, for me, important return to KPFA because I served on the staff in starting in 1960. And it was as a result of that activity that my life changed from working for a doctorate in medieval English literature to getting involved in collective bargaining and labor relations. And from that time on, I have been practicing first as a labor rep and now as a neutral in labor relations, an arbitrator and mediator. So KPFA and Pacifica is very, very important to me in my life's journey, and coming back and being able to serve the station again is vitally important to me, and I thank you for the opportunity. With that, we are now proceeding to the election of the remaining officers, and we're ready for nominations for the vice chair of the board.
I nominate Carol Travis.
Carol Travis has been nominated. Any further nominations? And by the way, I don't know everybody's name by now, so I'll point if you'll forgive me.
Oh, okay. I nominate Janet Coburn.
Second the motion.
Do nominations need seconds? No. Jack Coburn, is any further nominations? Any further nominations? Hearing none, I am about to close the nominations. Any further nominations? The nominations are closed. Pass out the ballot.
Sure, and you know, maybe you should ask, I'm sorry, maybe, I apologize, we should have asked, given our candidates for the chair a chance to speak, and I apologize for that, so maybe if the candidates for the remaining offices want to speak, we can do that. I'll pass the ballots around.
And one thing that I forgot to do is to verify with the nominees that they are willing to serve. Carol Travis willing to serve if elected?
Yeah.
And Janet Coburn? Both have agreed if elected. Are the same folks who did the count on the chair willing to do the count on the vice chair? Thank you. And for the other officers as well, thanks.
Thank you.
while the ballots are being passed out, it occurred to me that we have an audience besides that, those people sitting in this room. And I indicated before that I would point to people as I recognize them. I would appreciate it if you would help me when you speak for the people on the recording, if you give your name, if I'm incapable of giving it. And my memory was that it was Jack Kurzweil who made the nomination of Carol Travis, and it was Tracy Rosenberg who made the nomination of Janet Coburn. And I just state that for the people who are listening. And so that I look to you not only to help me in the future on that regard, but to help me in terms of conducting the meeting in the future as well. Okay. Have the ballots been counted? A total of 23 ballots have been cast. Janet Coburn has received 8 ballots, and Carol Travis has received 15. I declare Carol Travis elected as vice chair of the local station board. We are now ready for nominations for secretary. And it is my understanding that the position of secretary and position of treasurer can be volunteers. They don't have to be people who are members of the board. Is that correct?
That's right.
It is. Okay. So nominations for Tracy, I can name you by name now. Your nomination, please. Use the mic.
Yeah, just reaching for the mic.
I nominate Cynthia Johnson.
Cynthia, have you
got
it? And you're willing to serve?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Jack?
I nominate Craig Alderson.
Craig is nods willing to serve. Are there any further nominations? Any further nominations? I'm about to declare the nominations closed. Any further nominations? Nominations are closed for the office of secretary. It might. It's been suggested by Craig Alderson that we move ahead while the ballots are being counted and take nominations for treasurer. And if that's agreeable with the body, I'm open for nominations for treasurer. Yes. And put the mic on, please, and state your name for the tape.
Janet Cobran, and I nominate Larry Shoup.
Mr. Shoup, have you been
yes.
willing, sir?
Yeah, I accept the nomination.
Margie?
I nominate Barbara Whipperman.
Ready to serve. Any further nominations?
Sure.
Any further nominations? I'm about to close the nominations. Any further nominations? The nominations are closed. The ballots for secretary have been counted. There have been a total of 23 cast. Craig Alderson, 16. And Cynthia Johnson, 7. Craig has been elected, or I should say reelected, secretary of the board. Pardon me?
16-7. You noticed.
Can we do the roll while they're counting?